One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 19, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
More families, far more families, use X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. Today, many doctors recommend trusted X-Lax for youngsters as well as grown-ups. That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. When you take chocolated X-Lax at night, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. Little wonder that of all the laxatives made today, tablet, powder, or liquid, X-Lax is the most popular. Next time, any time that you or any member of your family needs a laxative, make that laxative pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Today, Father Barber falls a lap behind. At Joan Farnsworth's house, five doors up from the Barber family home, the great-grandfather of the Farnsworth children, having let himself in and shouted a greeting, is now warming his hands before the hearth fire in the living room. Zeflin, the maid, appears in the doorway.
Morning, Mr. Barber. Mrs. Farnsworth says she'll be right down and apologize.
Pardon?
She's getting the kids ready for their trip, and she said she'll apologize for not letting you know sooner.
Zeflin, I've lost out somewhere. I don't know what you're talking about.
Haven't you been home?
No, I've been at the garage, seeing about my car.
Oh, well, the children are going to the park with you today. They're going on a trip with their daddy and his fiancée.
Huh? Ross Farnsworth?
We asked Mrs. Kettleman to tell you.
Say it slowly.
Mr. Ross is going to take him for the weekend on account of Mr. Cousin Consider coming home from the clinic this afternoon.
Oh?
Well, Mr. Ross' idea, and he's been so nice lately since the divorce, we thought we'd kill two birds. The children want to go and see skiing first place, and it'll keep the house quiet second place. My goodness, there he is now. He's here, Miss Farnsworth. I've got the door. Good morning.
Zeflin. You're looking chipper.
Thank you, Mr. Farnsworth. Will you go in the living room? You'll find Mr. Barber Sr. in there.
Oh, I'm glad you warned me.
Miss Farnsworth, he's here. He came right in on the button.
Well, good morning, Father Barber.
Yes, Ross.
How are you feeling, sir?
Yes.
I hear Hazel and Dan will be moving into their new house shortly.
Out of escrow yesterday.
Yes, I noticed trucks from the furnace company parked in the driveway. I do hope they can keep the place warm. It always struck me as a cold old barn.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Emmons and I are going to take the children to Yosemite for the weekend. Winter sports. Johnny will love to watch the skiing.
I'm sure.
I suppose they told you the new custody arrangement. Much simpler and better for all concerned.
Nobody told me anything.
Grandfather, the children want to know if you'll help with their shoes. Hello, Ross.
Hi there, Joan.
It's an excuse to see you, I think, before they go.
Yes, I'll go right up. Excuse me. Pardon me, Ross.
Surely.
Yes. Johnny, Tina, here I come.
They saved the shoes for you, Miss
Barber. You came just in time. I was running out of conversation. How are the children?
Oh, very excited about the trip.
We'll drive safely and get them back Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Good. I won't worry.
Joan, Elizabeth and I are consumed with curiosity. Who is the horrible-looking thug Penelope's going around with?
I don't know. I heard something about a former wrestler who annoyed her. She's not going with him.
Oh, really? Elizabeth and I drove in on Bayshore yesterday, and Penelope's convertible passed us with this creature sitting beside her. We got the impression all was quite friendly. Who is he?
His name is Lewis Corrin, and the way I heard it, she's trying to dodge him.
That wasn't the impression that we got at all. Well, Elizabeth says I've been paying altogether too much attention to Johnny and not enough to Tina. So today I'm to carry Tina to the car. Orders.
Good for Elizabeth.
I guess I need the counsel of an older woman. Oh, we've set our wedding date next January 17th, the day after the Well...
the day after our divorce is final.
Yes, I rather like the idea of a long engagement, as we know, don't we, John? Marriage should be entered into after deep thought.
The kids want to slide down the banister. They're okay.
Zeflin, let Johnny slide down if he wishes, but I shall carry Tina. Elizabeth says favoring one child over the other can cause lifetime emotional scars.
Your Elizabeth is a very wise woman.
That's why she's going to be the second Mrs. Farnsworth. And why you were the first. I'm sorry, Joan. I do hope we can be friends. Johnny, Tina, here I come.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Well, I want to go there when it calls.
When it calls my number, yeah.
And I want to
go there
when it calls.
When it calls my name, oh, Lord.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is Red Foley, and right at this minute, I'm sort of combining work and pleasure, you might say, by enjoying some of the good harmony of the Marksman Quartet and also picking out some of their songs to do on future broadcasts of our Red Foley show here on NBC. You know, Saturday has come to be my favorite day of the whole week, and I think there's a pretty good chance that we can make it a better day than ever for you with the fun that we stir up here in the Ozarks. In addition to the Marksman, I'll bring with me some of the other top favorites in our field, and of course, the guests that you tell us you want to hear. So let us be a regular part of your Saturday schedule. Won't you do that, please? Tune in our NBC program, The Red Foley Show, and we'll do our doggonest to make it worth your while.
You clean, toothpaste clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Out in the driveway now as Ross Farnsworth starts his car carrying off the two children.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Careful now. Watch out for the skiers. You have a nice time, though.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, come on in the house. It's freezing.
Oh, I didn't notice till now. You're all dressed up, Jordan.
She's got a date, Mr. Barber. Zeflin, close the door and get back into the kitchen. Go on, Tina, Zeflin.
Oh, it's about time, I'd say, wouldn't you, Mr. Barber?
Yes. Date with a young man?
No.
Oh.
Uncle Paul is calling for me.
Oh?
He wants me to see a new freight plane they're putting on the overseas run.
Oh, am I keeping you?
Oh, no, I'm all ready to go. Coat downstairs and everything. Oh, my, the custody arrangement takes the pressure off everybody. I think it's perfect, don't you?
I know nothing about it.
Oh, well, goodness, I'm sorry. I thought Uncle Jack had explained it. Oh, he worked it out brilliantly, I thought. Well, here's the arrangement. Oh, listen.
Eh?
I thought I heard Uncle Paul's car.
Don't interrupt yourself. Tell me, there may never be another chance.
Mr. Paul Barber just drove in. Looks like he's in a hurry.
Oh, well, let me get my coat on, then.
Here, I'll help. Here. What is the custody arrangement?
Well, you remember Judge Hallam said he was looking for a solution he could use in other cases? Well, Uncle Jack figured it's...
Go on, are you ready?
Oh, right here, Uncle Paul.
Oh, hi, Dad. Sorry to snatch her off like this. Bruce moved up to takeoff time.
Oh, well, I'm ready. How far are we going?
You won't need a bag. We'll be back tonight. Bruce said he was sorry not to call for you himself.
Oh, well, I can imagine how busy he is. Well, goodbye, Grandfather.
Sure you wouldn't like to go with us, Dad? We're going to Denver, back for dinner.
Yeah.
And you look lovely, Joan. Much too nice for a freight plane.
But not, I trust, for the company I'm keeping.
Bye, Dad.
Yes.
See you tonight, Grandfather.
My goodness, don't she look beautiful? Oh, my. You met the young man yet?
What young man?
Well, I forget his last name. The pilot.
Who?
Young freight plane pilot that Mr. Paul introduced her to. Bruce.
I know nothing about it. I know very little about anything, Zeflin. For instance, what is the new custody arrangement? Can you tell me that?
Well, she... Why don't you ask Mr. Jack Barber? He's home today.
Home?
Oh, yes. Didn't you know? He's home working on a speech.
Thank you, Zeflin. This has been a very tantalizing morning. If anybody calls, tell them I've turned bloodhound and am sniffing out a trail.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Caught cold? Listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take Bromo Quinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromo Quinine.
More people have taken more Bromo Quinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold.
For bromoquinine does more. Relieves stopped-up nose, aching muscles, fever, irregularity, headache, all those miseries, even a virus cold. Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today.
At Jack's house, the young attorney takes off his reading glasses and tilts back in the chair at his desk in the living room.
Oh, I thought you knew, Dad. Well, if you recall, Judge Howland said he was speaking a basic formula which might be used in all custody cases because so many youngsters are shared by divorced parents.
Jack?
Yes, Hazel?
Mr. Corin's here again, and I told him Penny doesn't want a scene, but there he sits in the living room. Oh, Father, that terrible man's back. He's the dumbest human being I've ever encountered. He can't believe people don't want him around.
Well, excuse me, Dad. Come on, Hazel. I'll see what I can do.
Jack, hurry back. You've got to get dressed.
Betty, you upstairs? Come and talk to me. There are several questions I want to ask.
I can't take time now, Father Barbara. I'm dressing. Jack's going to make a speech to a woman's club, and I'm going to hear it. Didn't you know?
No, Betty, not I. But that's only a little of what I don't know. Yes, I'll see you later. I'll go home and see if I can pick up a few threads of intelligence over there.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware, directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service in Chapter 20, Book 129, Application of the Golden Rule. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 45 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.
Robert Taylor, Ray Milland, and Gina Lola Brigida visit Monitor this weekend. Enjoy Monitor all weekend long over most of...